蓝天之下有滋润的水泉，旷野之中有歇脚的绿洲。欢迎来到蓝天绿洲。
欢迎收听今天的蓝天绿洲，我是李诺。或许朋友你常常会听到这样一句话，就是信耶稣上天堂，信耶稣得永生。坦白说呢，这两句的话呢，如果我们能够用其他的真理方面去补充它，能够更多的去强调福音的重要性呢，其实是没有问题的。但是如果单纯的用这两句话来衡量，或者说来去确认我们的信仰呢，可能有一些的偏颇。那么信耶稣到底意味着什么呢？我们常常听到有这样的人说，哦，现在我还年轻，等我年纪大一些我再去教会，或者说我再去思考，哎，未来死后要不要上天堂这件事情。但问题是，其实耶稣什么时候来，包括我们的生命哪一刻结束，我们都不知道。那么既然如此，其实这些未知呢，反而是能够形成我们一种的动力，促使我们要去加紧的，就是现在就开始要去思考有关生死，有关于我们死后是否会进到天堂这样的问题。很多的时候我们会简单的把信耶稣理解成我有一个新的身份，比如说我可以上天堂，又或者说我可以得到一个永恒的生命。这样的理解呢，其实很片面。为什么呢？因为其实我们也要明白的，就是我们在这个世上究竟有什么使命。假如说我们在这个世上只是为了说有一天相信耶稣，并且等候着将来有一天去上天堂的话，那么是不是就显得我们的生命好像真的没什么价值？但是我们去读创世纪的时候，我们知道这个世界是神早就预备好给我们的，他也希望我们能够在这个世界上能够生存。但是生存的意义和价值究竟在哪里呢？起初呢，神造我们是为了要荣耀他自己，来彰显他的名。那现在呢？当亚当和夏娃堕落犯罪之后，我们面对的是一个跟起初神所创造的美好世界截然相反的堕落的世界。而在这个堕落的世界里边，我们作为基督徒，作为信靠耶稣的人，又有什么意义和价值呢？我们今天一起跟随查尔斯来思考圣经新约马可福音十三章的经文。
We're looking at Mark chapter 13. But before we dive in, we need to keep in mind that this is Jesus' last couple of days with his disciples. Then came the cross. And he wanted to make sure that they knew their faith was secure in him. After all, he is the good shepherd. So as we look at this chapter as it opens, keep that in mind. And the most scary part of Jesus' discussion is how he describes the destruction of the temple in Mark 13, 1 and 2.
我们要看马可福音第十三章。开始之前，我们需要知道这是耶稣与门徒们在一起的最后几天。之后，他就上十字架了。他要确保门徒们知道他是可信的，毕竟他是个好牧人。我们要记住这一点。这一章最吓人的部分是第十三章开头两节。耶稣说到圣殿要被毁。
As Jesus walked out of the temple, one of his disciples said to him, Look, teacher, what wonderful stones and what wonderful buildings. And Jesus said to him, Do you see these great buildings? There will not be left here one stone upon another that will not be thrown down.
耶稣从圣殿里出来的时候，有一个门徒对他说，老师，你看这是多么了不起的石头，多么了不起的建筑。耶稣对他说，你看见这些宏伟的建筑吗？ 这里将没有一块石头会留在另一块石头上而不被拆毁的。
Now what was going on here? Did Jesus have an axe to grind against the people who didn't like him or his ministry? I don't think so. I don't think Jesus enjoyed saying this.
这是怎么了？难道耶稣要对付那些不喜欢他或他的事工的人吗？我可不这么认为。我不认为耶稣喜欢这样说话。
The temple would be destroyed. Jerusalem would be taken. And it was a sign, just a sign, of ultimate judgment.
圣殿会被毁，耶路撒冷会被占据，这是一个记号，象征那最后的审判。
And you know what's interesting? The earliest Christians took Jesus' prophecy seriously. Before 70 AD, even Christians began leaving Jerusalem in droves because they saw Jesus' prophecy happening before their eyes. And it wasn't this decision that helped Christianity to spread throughout the known world by the power of the Spirit, of course. The destruction of the temple was a real prophecy. But it was also a picture of what's going to happen at the very end when Jesus comes back the second time. Jesus goes from talking about the destruction of the temple to the end of the age.
有趣的是，早期的基督徒认真看待耶稣这个预言，甚至还不到主后七十年，基督徒就开始成群结队离开耶路撒冷，因为他们亲眼见到耶稣的预言应验了。也因为这样，基督信仰得以散播到当时他们所能到达的各个地方去。当然，也是借着圣灵的能力。圣殿被毁是一个真实的预言，但同时也预表了末世耶稣再来时的景象。
Jesus told his disciples exactly when he would rise from the dead, so he didn't just have his earthly ministry and resurrection in mind. He was also talking about the end of the age.
耶稣告诉门徒他从死里复活的确实时间，所以他心里不只有在地上的侍奉与复活的事。他也跟门徒们谈到了末世。
We forget that Jesus told us no one knows. When anyone tries to say they know when Christ will return, you can know they are wrong. The Lord has not given us that kind of information. No one knows the day or the hour. So that shouldn't be what we look for when we come to Mark 13.
我们忘记了耶稣说过，没有人知道那个时间。如果有人说他们知道耶稣几时会再来，你就知道他们错了。主耶稣给我们的不是这种资讯，没有人知道那日子、那时辰。所以，我们读马可福音十三章的时候，不要存着这种期望。
But we also forget why Jesus is saying this. Jesus wasn't trying to tell us exactly when he would come back.And he's not even telling us to take it easy until we see these signs. Jesus said this in Mark 13 so that his people, which includes you and me if we have faith in Jesus, would stay awake.
不过我们也忘了耶稣为什么要说这些。耶稣不是要告诉我们他再来的确切时间，也不是要我们放轻松直到记号出现。耶稣说这番话是要他的百姓，包括你和我，如果我们信靠耶稣的话，他要我们警醒。
Now let's listen together to the last few verses of Mark 13. Listen to how Jesus ended the discussion.
现在我们就一起来听马可福音十三章最后几节，听听耶稣如何结束整段讲话。
At that time, if anyone says to you, "Look, here is the Messiah," or "Look, there he is."Do not believe it, for false messiahs and false prophets will appear and perform signs and wonders to deceive, if possible, even the elect. So be on your guard. I have told you everything ahead of time.
那时若有人对你们说，看哪，基督在这里，看哪，在那里，你们不要信，因为假基督和假先知将要起来显神迹奇事。如果可能，连选民也迷惑了，你们要谨慎。凡事我都预先告诉你们了。
But in those days following that distress, the sun will be darkened, and the moon will not give its light. The stars will fall from the sky, and the heavenly bodies will be shaken.
在那些日子，那灾难以后，太阳要变黑，月亮也不放光，众星要从天上坠落，天上的万象都要震动。
At that time, people will see the Son of Man coming in clouds with great power and glory. And he will send his angels and gather his elect from the four winds, from the ends of the earth to the ends of the heavens.
那时，他们要看见人子带着大能力和荣耀驾云来临。他要差遣天使，从四方，从地极直到天边，召集他的选民。
Now learn this lesson from the fig tree. As soon as its twigs get tender and its leaves come out, you know that summer is near. Even so, when you see these things happening, you know that it is near, right at the door. Truly, I tell you, this generation will certainly not pass away until all these things have happened. Heaven and earth will pass away.But my words will never pass away.
你们要从无花果树学习功课。当树枝发芽长叶的时候，你们就知道夏天近了。同样，当你们看见这些事发生，就知道那时候近了，就在门口了。我实在告诉你们，这世代还没有过去，这一切都要发生。天地要废去，我的话却绝不废去。
But about that day or hour, no one knows. Not even the angels in heaven, nor the Son, but only the Father. Be on guard. Be alert. You do not know when that time will come. It's like a man going away. He leaves his house and puts his servants in charge, each with their assigned task, and tells the one at the door to keep watch.
但那日子，那时辰，没有人知道，连天上的天使也不知道，子也不知道，唯有父知道。你们要谨慎，要警醒，因为你们不知道那时刻几时来到。这是正如一个人离家远行，授权给仆人们，分派个人的工作，又吩咐看门的警醒。
Therefore keep watch, because you do not know when the owner of the house will come back, whether in the evening,or at midnight, or when the rooster crows, or at dawn. If he comes suddenly, do not let him find you sleeping. What I say to you, I say to everyone. Watch.
所以你们要警醒，因为你们不知道这家的主人什么时候来，是晚上，或半夜，或鸡叫时，或早晨，免得他忽然来到，看见你们睡着了。我对你们所说的话也是对众人说的，要警醒。
One day when heaven was filled with his praises, One day when sin was as black as could be, Jesus came forth to be born of a virgin, Dwelt among men, my example is heWord became flesh and the light shined among us. His glory revealed. Living, he loved me. Dying, he saved me. And buried, he carried my sins far away. Rising, he justified freely forever. One day he's come.And rejected, bearing our sins, my Redeemer is He. The hands that heal nations stretched out on a tree and took the
You can hear a text like this, and it can scare you. We can worry that when Jesus returns, we'll get left behind, that we won't be ready. But that's not what Jesus was trying to do here. We can get so focused on Jesus coming to take us out of the world that we forget he called us to be in the world till he returns, and not of it. That can lead us to stop caring about our neighbor, to stop trying to serve the Lord with all our lives, in our careers, maybe even our education.
听到这样的内容，你大概被吓到了。我们会担心不知道耶稣几时回来，我们没有预备好被提，就会被撇下了。不过，耶稣这段话不是这个重点。我们若是太专注于耶稣再来时要把我们带离开这个世界，就会忘记耶稣呼召我们是要我们留在这个世界，却不属于这个世界，直到主耶稣再回来。若我们忘了这个点，很可能会停止关心身边的人，停止全心侍奉主，也不会在职场或校园中见证主。
Our hope isn't somehow escaping this world and all its troubles. Our hope is not that we'll fly away when we die, as the old hymn goes. That is not our hope. Our hope, as well as our eternal home, is in the new heavens and the new earth. Jesus owns the world, and he calls us to live and serve in it until he takes us home at death.Or returns to make all things new.
我们的盼望并不是逃离这个世界和当中的种种困难，我们的盼望也不是如古老的诗歌所唱的那样可以在死亡时飞走，我们的盼望不在于这些，我们的盼望和永恒的家在于新天新地。耶稣掌管这个世界，他呼召我们在当中生活与服侍，直到他带我们回天家，或是等他回来更新万物。
Now, doesn't that change things? It means if you are a Christian, if you've placed your faith in Jesus, you'll stay awake. You won't close your eyes to all the sin around you. You won't close your eyes to the hurting people that you pass by. You will see them. You'll move toward them with the love of Christ. That's what Jesus calls us to do. And that's what his people are to be about until that day, the great day that he comes back. And here's the best part. You don't have to worry.
这样一来，很多情况就不同了。若你是基督徒，你的信心在于耶稣，你就会保持警醒。你不会对身边的罪恶视而不见，你不会对身边受伤的灵魂视而不见，你会看到他们，你会带着基督的爱靠近他们。这是耶稣呼召我们去做的事，也是他的子民在他回来之前所应该做的。更棒的是，你不需要忧虑。
In the midst of our fear about the end of the age, we can miss the beauty of the Lord's grace being dispensed here and now. What's going to happen when Christ returns? Well, there's going to be a judgment of sin. Everything unjust will come untrue. But did you notice what else is going to happen?
我们若对末世充满恐惧，就可能会错过了神在此时此刻赐下的恩典。基督再来的时候会发生什么事呢？到时候会对罪恶进行审判，所有不公义的事都会消失。但是你有没有注意到还有什么事会发生呢？
He is going to gather up his people. Now one English version, the NIV, says elect. And I know there's a lot of debate out there about election and predestination. And again, that's not something we're getting into today. But the point is, if you are a believer in Jesus Christ, it means you are one of his chosen, his beloved. It means you can have a sure hope and a future that no one can take away from you or deny you.
主耶稣将会召聚他的子民。英文圣经新国际版用的字是拣选。我也知道关于预定拣选的问题有很多争论，这不是我们今天讨论的主题。不过重点是，如果你信靠了耶稣，就表示你是蒙拣选的，是他所爱的。这就表示你的盼望与未来肯定得到保障，没有人能夺走，也没有人能否认你。
It means you don't have to be afraid about the return of Christ because his return is the second coming of your Savior. It means you can look forward with an eager heart while you faithfully serve him here. All because he died and rose again and is coming back for his people.
这也代表了你不需要害怕基督再来，因为那是你的救主第二次再来。这就表示你可以忠实地在地上侍奉他，并且热切盼望他回来。所有这一切都归功于耶稣的死与复活，以及将要再来的应许。这一切都是为了我们。
The Lord will come and not be slow. His footsteps Righteousness shall go. His royal harbinger. Truth from the earth like to a flower shall bud and blossom then. And justice from
感谢主，这一切都是为了我们。无论耶稣的死、耶稣的复活以及将要再来的应许，都是为了我们每一个人，或者说都是为了每一个愿意跟随耶稣基督、愿意接受他成为自己生命当中救主的人。亲爱的朋友，或许你曾经思考过有关于未来末日会发生什么样的事，但是今天在圣经当中，我们要再一次的思想到，末后的时代是我们一个新天新地的开始，是我们另一个的盼望。但是我们今天在这个世界上同样有自己的职分，有自己需要履行的义务，有自己需要去践行的神的呼召。 那就是去看到身边需要关怀的人，看到那些受伤的灵魂，看到那些流离失所的人，以基督的爱来将他们带到神的面前。耶稣基督复活升天的时候，曾经就呼召门徒要往普天下去传扬他的福音。当我们再一次思想耶稣基督的福音呼召的时候，我们不妨来想一想，在我们的身边有多少人因为我们的好行为，又或者因为我们身上所活出的基督的爱，愿意来认识耶稣呢？这是一个很重要的问题。有很多时候我们常常会说，我们要宣教，我们要去帮助人，我要去哪里去哪里，但是我们身边的人呢？过去的时候，李诺已经见过了许多的弟兄姐妹，许多的基督徒，因为没有及时的，没有认真的将福音带给自己身边的亲人，而留下许多的遗憾。当然，这个过程当中，我也看到了很多神的恩典，就是在这些的亲人离世之前，很多的基督徒借着这个机会，真的就把他们带到神的面前。但是，亲爱的朋友，我们自己的明天尚且不知道会怎样，更何况别人的呢？我们怎么可能知道谁是在哪一天离开，我们好把握那个时间将福音传给他呢？难道不应该就现在就尽早的把基督的福音带给需要的人吗？所以真的盼望今天的信息不仅是提醒我们，我们有永生的盼望，我们有耶稣再来的盼望，我们也不需要为了那个末世的审判而忧虑，更重要的是提醒我们抓紧当下的时间，就现在就马上把我们的福音带给身边的人，也许是你的家人，或是你的朋友，又或者你的邻居或者同事，你可能认识他许久，偶尔你会谈及福音，谈及信仰，但是我们更应该是靠着圣灵的能力，把真正的福音带到他的生命里去。我想，这才是耶稣希望我们在世的时候为他所做的。蓝天绿洲的节目邮箱是 haven@良友.net， 短信号码是13229966122，短信开头请注明蓝天。感谢朋友您今天的收听，我是李诺，我们下期节目时间再会。Buried, he carried my sins far away. Rising, he justified freely.